It is June 16th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our Hits and Takes section of JLN, stories from the First Read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at JohnLothianNews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission yesterday announced it is requesting information and public comment related to activities of certain information providers, i.e. index providers, model portfolio providers, and pricing services. The commission wants to see what these providers do, whether they are providing investment advice, and whether they are registered appropriately. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler and Commissioner Carolyn A. Crenshaw issued statements about the request for information, which can be found with links in today's newsletter. Yesterday, the SEC charged a millionaire maker author with selling securities in unregistered oil and gas offerings. The SEC charged Laurel L. Langermeyer and her company Live Out Loud, Inc., or LOL, with selling securities in unregistered oil and gas offerings. This should have been easy to spot right away. Never invest in a company with the acronym LOL, as the joke will be on you. Late yesterday afternoon, ADMIS held a retirement party for outgoing CEO Tom Cadillac on the rooftop deck of the CBOT building at a well-attended event. ADM Chairman Juan Luciano spoke, as did John Stott, the man who is replacing Cadillac. Of course, Cadillac spoke as well, as did the man he reported to at ADMIS, Ray Young, the ADM vice chairman who oversees the ADMIS business. Cadillac was given a number of gifts, including the proverbial gold watch. It was great to see the industry and ADM/ADMIS come out in force to celebrate Tom Cadillac, who is one of the stalwarts of our industry. When I was with the Price Futures Group, I lobbied to move our business to ADMIS as the MF Global problems were unfolding. Luckily for us, we were far along in our negotiations with ADMS when MF Global went under and firms were told where to move their business. We just moved ours to where we wanted to go, to ADMS with Tom Cadillac and his team. I knew Tom Cadillac long before that and had come to really admire his integrity, understanding of the business, and appreciation for the responsibility he had. ADMS has also been a longtime supporter of John Lothian News, for which we are grateful. We have another addition to the remembrance page of former CIS CEO Hal Hansen, this one from AFX Chairman and CEO Richard Sandor. You can find all the remembrances of Hansen on the page with Doc Sandor's at the top. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, Robinhood stock is now worth less than its cash on hand. Robinhood Markets Inc. shares slumped to a fresh low on Wednesday, giving the beleaguered brokerage a market value that is less than the cash on its balance sheet after posting more than $3 billion of losses since its initial public offering in late July. Robinhood shares have plunged more than 80%, cutting its market capitalization to as low as $5.99 billion. The firm had $6.19 billion of cash and cash equivalents at the end of the first quarter. My comment, for sale on eBay, Riskometer, only used once, dropped once. Here's a story from The Tokenist. El Salvador's FM says $40 million of Bitcoin loss not real, as they haven't sold any coins. El Salvador's finance minister, Alejandro Zelaya, downplayed fears that Bitcoin's significant decline in value affected his country's finances on Monday. He revealed that the ongoing crash posed minimal risk to El Salvador, which famously added Bitcoin to its state treasury. Speaking to reporters, Zelaya said economists who believed El Salvador was in danger were speaking from the point of ignorance. He added that such analysis were superficial and also said an alleged loss of $40 million has not occurred because we have not sold the coins. My comment, and the coins don't really exist, so it is not a loss for that reason too. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Hybrid work meetings are hell. Tech is trying to fix them. Colleagues in the conference room, others in the living room. Hybrid work made meetings even worse. Now Microsoft, Google, Zoom, and others are trying to solve the problems. To the people I just had a very important meeting with, I tried to take you seriously. I really did. Except since I'm at home watching you all crowded into a conference room, the effect was more like toy figures sitting around Polly Pocket's kitchen table. I spent most of the time imagining you picking you up with tweezers and then zipping you into my change purse. Please don't call HR. Best me. Welcome to the hell of the hybrid meeting. Throw in the related side effects, office people often ignoring the video call people, and that the guy who always forgets to mute, and you're left longing for the simpler times of toilet paper shortages, double masking, and all-day Zoom. My comment, I've been to hell. Hybrid meetings are nothing like it. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. A warming Arctic emerges as a route for subsea cables. So far, work is only possible in the summer months, but companies see the remote, fragile North as a future hub of crisscrossing digital infrastructure links. Northern countries are racing to build undersea communications. Ice coverage opens the region to new business opportunities and heightens geopolitical rivalries between Russia and the West. Planned cables by a group of Alaskan, Finnish, and Japanese companies, as well as by the Russian government, are competing to create better digital infrastructure in a fragile yet increasingly vital area for defense and scientific research. My comment, I can see some movies coming from this, building a subsea cable in the Arctic, and they discover, ba-ba-ba-bum. All right, here are the top three stories from Wednesday. Our most clicked story of Wednesday in the top three for the third time was JLN's Remembrances of Hal Hansen with some new additions. Second was Wall Street Watchdog to laid off crypto employees work for us from Reuters about FINRA's plans to increase its resources to understand and monitor cryptocurrencies. And third was 1,100 Coinbase employees learned they were losing their jobs when they were locked out of their work emails. CEO Brian Armstrong said it was to ensure not a single person made a rash decision that harmed the business, from Business Insider. Thanks to FINRA, those laid-off employees now have at least one place to go next. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN from the Financial Times. An age of real wealth destruction, investors will need to seek real returns from alpha as nominal rate hikes and monetary contraction pierce asset bubbles. The writer is founder of the hedge fund advisory Totem Macro and former head of emerging markets at Bridgewater Associates. We are at the sort of inflection that only strikes once or twice in a century. That's what makes it tricky. Most people alive today grew up alongside a simply historic rise in financial wealth. We know nothing but relentless asset appreciation propelled by disinflation and falling rates. Liquidity outpaced the economy, so did asset prices. But violent financial and geopolitical regime change is upending that status quo and the bubbly valuations that hinge on it. Here's another story. This is a press release from the SEC. SEC requests information and comment on Advisors Act regulatory status of index providers, model portfolio providers, and pricing services. Commission seeking public comments regarding information providers acting as investment advisors. The Securities and Exchange Commission today announced that it is requesting information and public comment on matters related to the activities of certain information providers, including whether, under particular facts and circumstances, information providers are acting as investment advisors under the Investment Advisors Act of 1940, Advisors Act. The request specifically focuses on index providers, model portfolio providers, and pricing services. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.